Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good evening, everybody. Good evening. This is Blowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip. And we're going to have a good conversation tonight, you all. Conversation is about, I'm trying to get a good understanding about why we hype ourselves up for these man-made holidays, and we really don't know the meaning of them. But as you can see, in the next week or two, we're going to have Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving basically is a lot of things that supposedly be thankful for giving, but that wasn't an intention when it was conceived. Because after doing homework and finding out what Thanksgiving really meant, it was kind of crazy. And I'm trying to get a real understanding so I won't be forced upon taking all of this stuff that these people do and try to really get to understand it behind it, you know? And so I'm just going to do a little bit of improvising as well as telling the facts about the whole origin and the meaning of Thanksgiving. You know, because the first Thanksgiving was arranged by the colonists after the Mayflower in 1620. And those were what they called pilgrims. But pilgrims had escaped from the old world to come to the new world because of religious persecution. Some were prisoners. And when the pilgrims got here, they settled and landed with the Wanapak, Native American Indians. So in 1620, they all got together with 50 pilgrims and 90 Wanapak Native American Indians. And they sat down and had a feast, and they broke bread, and they had tried to really get together and meet each other, and hey, try to help each other, because remember, the pilgrims were blind to the new world, so the best God and guide and conscience was the Native Americans. So basically, it went on, and it was called, yeah, Thanksgiving, thanks for giving and sharing with each other. But little did they know, because of the things in the 17th century, they wound up putting mass killings of those Indians that taught them how to survive over here and took their land. And for the ones that didn't die, they enslaved. And they did this since the evolution of America and even up until now, except with the exception of mass killings. They just gave them alcohol and smallpox to really kill them all. You know, and Thanksgiving by the Indians, the Wanapak Indians ain't celebrated as a celebration. It's tomorrow, on that fourth Thursday in November. And I didn't know that. You know, I was like everybody else. I fell for the okey-doke in grammar school. Ooh, 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 ooh. You know, thanks for giving. Thanks, it should have been called thanks for giving and taking. Because that's what it turned out to be. Because I don't see too many Wanapak Indians roaming America today. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know why we got to take the impression that these people throw upon us and we still have to roll with it. You know? And then, not only that, as time goes on, it gets too commercialized. I mean, you think about it. Black Friday? Wow, Black Friday. You know, and I don't understand that because it's like, you know, just like Christmas, everything is built and hyped up before, but then after it's over, they drop everything to almost 70%. So, you know, I really, really can't get the gist of it and understand it, but whatever the case may be, I just want to know and make sure that everything is legit. So we won't be thinking that this is the greatest show on earth when it was the biggest lie of all time. Because I was hurt when I found out how they did to these Indians that taught them everything in order to survive here. And I was just wondering why we're so stuck on being forced with all these holidays and not knowing the real meaning behind it. You know, the commercialization of it really made it terrible. And that's why I'm at a point right now, man, you know, in the words of Public Enemy, you just can't trust it when they tell you something. So basically that's where I'm at because it's too much distorted, you know. And if you don't have the right thing and the right consciousness about it, you'll be led to believe that everything's cool and it's not. Because whenever you massacre a race of people and then celebrate it that day, that's worse than having a pagan holiday like Halloween, man. And then all this hype and hoopla, it's like rubbing it in a person's face. Y'all massacred, from the 1700s, y'all massacred, annihilated a whole race of people, man. And you still want to run around here with a straight face and say, let's celebrate Thanksgiving and be thankful and then go try to make God with it. You know, because I know this. You know, I've been around a long time, but I know this in America is that whenever you have a dinner after, like after the Civil War, they had a dinner, right? South and the North, and they made new rules and everything. And bylaws. So, 20 years after Reconstruction, Hayes made a deal with the Klan and came in, and they told him he can be president. Then Jim Crow came in and set black people back for the next 100 years. Or when Harold Washington became mayor, that I can remember just as yesterday, he sat down, had his celebration dinner with these punks, and they laid up here and opposed him for his first 4 years, so couldn't let it be done. So basically, it's like you really can't trust these people. You really can't. So, you know, you got to kind of really watch that, because at the same time, when you're talking about, yeah, all we need is love, and let them go, they think about sticking a knife in your back. You know, they really are. I mean, it's just destined to be. That's why you can't surrender and give up everything to them. You know, I was just wondering because, man, that's just been the history of America. Whenever we have a dinner out there, we beat them, they come back and do it. Look at Texas and Alamo. You know, Chico Fernandez and Santa Ana destroyed David Crockett and them down in San Antonio. Do you know within a month later, the U.S. wound up taking over Texas, which supposed to have been northern Mexico? You know, and that's why I give big ups to Jelly Bean Benitez, the famous New York DJ that made that song when I was a kid growing up, about the Mexican Revolution. And I learned a lot from that. And it really helped me because I never got to understanding that how can all of a sudden that they conquered the U.S. down in San Antonio, now all of a sudden they wanted to take Texas back and kicking all the Mexicans out. Well, not today, but during that time. So it was because they had that dinner. Mm-hmm. They had that dinner. So, you know, you got to kind of watch yourself, because if not, history won't repeat itself and it'll be nothing but mostly lies. Everything is distorted, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I don't like. Because I didn't know these Indians got slaughtered, the ones who they ate Thanksgiving with. And then as years went on, y'all found it in your heart to totally annihilate these people, man. You know? And that's not cool. But you want to be thankful for? So what you saying? Flip side of thanking God for having Thanksgiving. You want to thank the devil because y'all annihilated the whole race and y'all took their land for real enough, and now y'all on top? So I don't get it, man. I really don't. I mean, you got to pick and choose certain things that you try to give yourself credit for and try to praise what you have. You know, so that's one thing I got to really, really be sure of. Because I don't like to listen to getting out in third class or third hand. So then I know what I'm talking about. And I think that everybody should be on that same page, because if not, we're making all this hype and hoopla for nothing. You know, just like Halloween. Who prays the devil? I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. And I never understood why everybody got to praise the devil on Halloween. So, you know. Yeah, so I never understood it, because you know up in Detroit, they call it Hell Night. They burn down every incense baking house in the city on Halloween to get rid of them so there won't be crack dens and rape spots for little kids and women. That's why Detroit got so many vacant lots, because up in Detroit, you know what? They put some use to all that pagan and devilment and all that stuff. So it's like, it's crazy because they got the real meaning and the definition behind this holiday where you enjoy ghouls and goblins and that candy to get the kids and all that. Because my analogy is this. You're giving candy to kids while you're celebrating the devil. That's like, that reminds me of that gypsy lady over at 87th and Morgan. She used to do the same thing. Want to give us candy to go up in the house while she wanted to try to kidnap us and make us spill around the country. You know, so I things like that, I really, now that I've gotten older, look at it in a smart perspective. Because I don't dig it. I really don't. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. The real edification, definition, and the meaning behind Thanksgiving should be all year round to me. You know what I'm saying? It's not monetary. It's not all these other intangibles that they let you hype up to believe that that's the way of expressing and showing Thanksgiving. No, Thanksgiving is a kind word or some type of inspiration or motivation that you can bestow on somebody when they're feeling down as well as when they're feeling up. You know, and that's what they have to understand. Because if you do this all year round, you don't have to wait till a certain day and take the hypocritic oath. Because I was never for one believing in, you know, because they said so. You know, that brings me back to my childhood when I ran home the day before Lincoln's birthday and we got school off. My father was telling me the truth. He sat down and told me, he said, "Hey, man. As far as Lincoln was concerned, you wasn't number child. You was a bargaining chip. You was a pawn in their chess game so they can save the Union and win this war. By any means necessary, like Malcolm X. You know? And it was about economics. It was never about freedom of slavery. Slavery already had lasted 6 years. Yeah, if they had, they would have lasted another 160 years to 200. So, And when he told me the truth about it, I never trust the public school system for the rest of my life because they're so quick to lie to you and just let you believe the lies that they were told. Now, where does that go get you? No college, civil service, post office, UPS, People's Gas, TTA. So, you know, as long as they can keep you dismayed and pigeonholed, hey, that's what their intentions and their purpose were. That's why they don't tell you the truth. They tell you mostly all lies and expect you to enjoy it. I don't know. Maybe I've just been a stubborn kid as I'm a stubborn old man now. It's just the fact that if there's no truth to it, I don't try to verify it or rectify it. Because there's got to be more than that than just talking, man. You know, Thanksgiving is all year round and you give from your heart, man. You know, you don't have no certain motivation not to kill nobody or take their land. You know, you do this all year round. You feel good about yourself when you're doing it. It's like a famous saying from when Dr. Martin Luther King told Ralph Abernathy, one of his lieutenants, this famous saying, I'll never forget. Because Ralph Abernathy was wondering why would Dr. King take all his personal money out the bank to bail them people out of jail. And, you know, Dr. King explained to Ralph Abernathy that I can get this money back, man. I don't mean that, but I can't get these people that just follow me and believe in me, man. See the same vision I can do. So the least I can do is take my money and get them out of jail. And he said God has sent it to him and told him to do it. And, you know, Dr. King cut him short by telling him the simple thing that I guess he gathered in his head from the Bible. And it was said, if you give more, you get more. And that's the part of thanks and giving. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm quite sure Dr. King felt very thankful being in a position to save these people and get them out of jail. You know? And by him, showing back to God, getting people out of jail, that was to give it. So he didn't mind because the money didn't mean nothing. And that's why he just did what he did and he enjoyed it. That's what I mean. All year round, man. Not just one day. Not just one day. And you see, after Dr. King got the people out of jail, it started the groundswell. Then he went to Washington and said the speech. You know, so, you know, it's no consciousness in giving. Either you go do it or you don't. Ain't no hype. Ain't nobody trying to tell you this is how you're supposed to do it or none of that. You know, but basically that's it. You know, and that's what we got to understand instead of being out here like a, you know, blind leading the blind, man. Because, I mean, that's some of the things that can make you really feel good if you believe in it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the total message. Because, man, you think about it. Hey, man, you know, if you cast something out, you should get something back in return, not that you're looking for it. But at the same time, you want to let it be known that, hey, man, you know what? I shared some joy in somebody's life. I built something that was good that people could appreciate. Hey, I gave some kind words and some encouragement to others, even when I needed myself the most. So that makes us feel that we're human beings and we can always do that. And that's a good feeling in the world, not just on holiday, because they say so. So that's where I'm at. You know, I don't care what it is. Hell, if it's a nickel or a dime, it don't matter, man, as long as you made a contribution to try to help and encourage somebody and give from the soul. So basically, that's the understanding that I'm trying to get. So I won't be out here lost like a deer with the headlights going on. So, you know, that's the thing to look at. So, hey, you know, that's something that, you know, it's really gratifying more than just the hype and the hoopla. But I tell you something, I can do like everybody else. Waiting until the prices drop on everything the next day. So, hey, it's funny, but at the same time, it's not funny because, man, how can you be so deceived to believe that this is how you're supposed to do that when you find out the true origin of what this thing is really all about? You know, give me like a little bit of taste in my mouth to find out that, hey, they went, as the years went on, after these people showed them what to do and how to do it, the years went on, they wound up coming back and killing them and enslaving them and taking their land and everything. I mean, it's like their whole track record was proving that this is what they do. So the only thing I can suggest and say is just don't have no dinner with them after it's over. For real. But they make it look like ain't no plan. You know? And that's for real. So, you know, that's the thing. Everybody got to understand the real honest truth behind this. So you can have Thanksgiving whenever you barbecue. Sunday dinner could be a Thanksgiving. As long as you got the people that surround you and your loved ones and your family, and that can be Sunday dinner like it used to be when we used to go out to the lawn and play sports. And after we used to finish playing sports, we'll be invited over to our friend's house. And grandmama and mama can cook the big old piece for everybody. We sat down and had a great time, man, while watching football and all that. So it can be every day of our lives. We don't need it to be limited because it seems like when you put a limitation on certain things that fall to be for everything and everybody, that's when the corruption comes in. And that's why basically I don't get off on it. Myself, for real, because, you know, you got to really watch, you know, what's going on with it once you find out the true origin of it. That's for real. That's where I'm at. Don't sugarcoat me. Don't blow smoke up under me. This is how it's supposed to be done. Like it's a never-ending battle, nonstop, because once Thanksgiving over, now you got to look for Christmas. You know? So, Basically, that's it. But give from your heart and really be thankful until it hurts, man. That's all I want everybody to understand and know. You know, it shouldn't have to be a price, a limit, or label on it, man. It's supposed to be all year round. For real. I mean, like I said, Sunday dinner is Thanksgiving to me. But as long as you got your family and the people that you love around you, man, that's always Thanksgiving. You know, you don't have to wait till a certain day of the year, none of that. I mean, hey, you get that same filter. You know, everybody's at the house, sitting down, cooling out and enjoying themselves, you know. You need to be thankful that you gave. I mean, really gave from your heart to help somebody. That's the true meaning of Thanksgiving. You know, not just some media for some hype. Or you feel guilty about something, you're trying to clean your conscience. I don't know. I don't know, but whatever the case may be, just I want everybody to think and consider that. It don't have to be one day. You know, it can be every day of your life. You know? That's for real. So, you know, I need that clear understanding. Yeah. You need that clear understanding. That makes it better, makes it special. You know? That's for real. Because, hey, if you see a smile on a person's face, if you made some type of contribution in a positive way towards them, I bet that can be the best Thanksgiving that could ever be. Because not only you did, that God watching over you, being a human being that you got that magnitude, that power to make, you know, people have a good feeling about themselves, you know, to make things happen when everything looks dark and bleak. I mean, that's the real Thanksgiving, man. You know, not this thanks for giving and taking. That's what it is to me now. Because I was, man, I was hurting. You all like these Indians out after they showed y'all how to get around and try to make it in this new world and y'all didn't have a clue. And that's how y'all reward. You know what I'm saying? That's just how y'all reward. Yeah, hold on. I got a problem with it. Hold on.